Well, thanks very much, Harold, for joining us today. And last night's city council meeting, we'll start with the first thing that was on the agenda, the TIF agreement approval with Cobblestone Hotel Group. And there are some people from Cobblestone here expressed their excitement and their happiness about being able to move on this project. But also there was the question of the appropriations part of the agreement, which the council voted to remove. Just kind of explain what that is and why that they decided to remove it at that point.
When it comes to the amount of debt that a city can take on, state law sets basically some constitutional debt limits as far as the amount of debt that a city can have. That debt is a formula based off of the assessed values of properties within the city limits. It's basically a certain percentage. When we incur debt, that counts towards that debt limit. There is an exception, however, when it comes to TIF. Those agreements are subject to annual appropriations. In other words, if the council makes a decision every year whether or not they're going to pay that, it does not count towards the constitutional debt limit, which then frees up debt capacity for other projects for the city to take on, such as downtown streetscape, the bike trails, etc. You know, those major projects that are pretty resource intensive. And so what's been taught to city leaders at the Iowa League of Cities conferences and those kinds of things, and by the finance advisors that specialize in municipal finance, what they're encouraging cities to do as they do these TIF projects is to put in annual appropriations language that makes those payments subject to council approval on an annual basis. That's the recommendation that's coming from the finance and the legal attorneys on those subjects. Obviously, council has been doing their due diligence. They've been attending those trainings and they've been hearing that, and they've been taking that into consideration and moving forward. And so as we're doing TIF, I've been directed to include annual appropriations language in TIF agreements that come before the city council for approval. One of the challenges that we had in particular with this development is that they needed cash up front in order to make the project work. They couldn't afford to wait, you know, 10, 15, 20 years to have that money come in slowly over time. They needed the cash up front to construct the project and make it work. And so one of the challenges they had was taking the TIF agreement with the city to a lender to get that cash up front. The lenders were not comfortable loaning money with the annual appropriations language in there. They wanted to be guaranteed that the city would transfer that money to pay off that loan on an annual basis.
Because otherwise another city council in 5-10 years could vote to not approve that appropriations.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And therefore the TIF proceeds from that year would not be transferred over to the developer. The bank wasn't comfortable with that. The developer wasn't comfortable with that. And so I asked the council to consider whether or not they wanted to continue to include that annual appropriations language in that agreement or whether they wanted to remove it. One of the benefits we have with that this is a hotel development is that, one, they were asking for $554,000. Given what the potential assessed value of that property would be and what we would forecast the property tax revenues to be on an annual basis, and that TIF, including paying off interest on the loan, would pay itself off anywhere between 10 to 13 years. Over a 20-year period, the city of Knoxville would still see about a $455,000 increase in property tax revenue over a 20-year period from this development. In addition, because it is a hotel, we have a hotel occupation tax that the city and the chamber split 50-50. We would still be receiving that money in revenue as well. So given that there was an additional revenue stream in there, given that it's unlikely that the project would have proceeded forward had the annual appropriations language been left in there, the council elected to remove that. And so we'll see a little bit of an impact that'll tighten up our constitutional debt limit a little bit, but we have enough capacity there that it's not of major concern at this point.
And so what's left for the city to do on this project? I know they said that they're just grabbing up some of the last of their money that they're raising with some local investors. The city's just got some planning and zoning stuff that they need to do, I imagine.
It's the typical building permit process that they'll need to go through. We're still waiting for site development and building plans to be submitted to us for review. That will need to go through for approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission, and they will need to pull and pay for their building permits and everything. That's the typical procedure that comes along with a construction project of this nature, actually of any nature. We do the same for housing and commercial and industrial. They all go through the same process. We don't anticipate that process will take very long. Again, as Cobblestone said last night, their goal is to start construction this spring and hopefully have the building open and operational in time for the Nationals events at the racetrack this summer.
All right. Moving on to another discussion last night, you did share some concerns with the council about the non-local partner of the Knoxville Veterans Alliance, Mr. Aubrey Wilson. You shared some concerns about how the communication isn't there, and there are some things that you took issue with the way that he's been handling the project.
Yeah, really it comes down to a trust issue. When you're dealing on a project of this magnitude and scope, trust is a very important component of any relationship. Right now, the city of Knoxville is not very trusting of the partner, and we've been requested by Mr. Washington to consider assisting by his partner out and remove him from the relationship. The city has to be careful in there in that aspect, because it isn't really our place to get involved in the professional business relationship of Mr. Washington and Mr. Wilson. But given that this project is such a magnitude and scope and importance to the community of Knoxville, we want to make sure that we get it right. And so if there's any way that we can assist, we will consider those options and look at those options.
And just to be clear, too, there is really no issue with the way that the local partner, Mr. James Washington, has been handling the project. He's shared the same frustrations with Mr. Wilson that you've shared.
That is correct. We've worked very closely with Mr. Washington. He has been very transparent and open through the entire process. He's been very good at communicating, and we can continue to work in a relationship like that. It's difficult to work in a relationship, however, when you're sitting in communication and there is no response or things are agreed to, and then when it comes to execution of that, it's done completely different than what had been previously discussed and agreed to. So we will look at options that we can hopefully help Mr. Wilson out of the relationship, but help Mr. Washington find a partner that shares his visions and goals for the development of the VA campus, and that continue to be an effective partner with the city of Knoxville.
All right, and then just finally wanted to touch on some budget stuff. It is budget season, and we could talk about that every time we go, but you guys are preparing to present a balanced budget next Monday in a special session, it sounds like.
That is correct. Staff will be working this week. We have a little bit of work to do. There's probably about $335,000 that we need to trim out of the budget. And before everyone gets alarmed, basically the process that we've gone through at this point is I have directed staff to present all potential expenses that could be incurred by the city of Knoxville. That includes needs, that includes wants, that includes would be nice to have. And so the numbers are substantial at this point because it includes a lot of visioning and dreaming at this point. Now we're at the point where we've got to kind of tailor that back to reality and determine, okay, what is it that we truly need to move forward, and how can we accomplish the goals and objectives and priorities that have been set for us as staff by the council to move the community of Knoxville forward. And so although $335,000 sounds like a lot, there's a lot of wants and nice to haves in there as well that we'll trim out and save to be considered another year. But it's just kind of a process to encourage kind of out-of-the-box thinking and ways to improve the community in Knoxville, kind of get us out of our rut of, you know, this is the way it's always been done. But we'll have to go back and tailor that back down to reality and make a balanced budget and bring that back to the council. And hopefully we'll bring back a budget that the council deems is moving the city of Knoxville in the right direction, that will accomplish the visions and goals that they've set for staff.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Harold.
Thank you.